Well, good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. My weekends start about the same every Sunday. I get up. I usually shoot for 6 o'clock in the morning, and I just go, well, what are we going to do today? And I might have, you know, something planned, but it's always good to look around and see what's going on. I did some searches this morning on some of the topics that we've been discussing here in the past, and I just wanted to bring some clarity on some of the things. And it's quite painful, right, to look around, to look at the world around you. And as I scanned through France and what's going on with France, because we were talking about France last week, we'll be talking about France a little bit more, too. It's sad. But I look at Texas independence as I go through my searches, and wow. You know, I was sitting here thinking about, well, the days of my youth. You know, I was a kid once, and it was during the time of dragsters. We had a dragster, a drag strip, I guess. And I got to see this guy named Daddy Don Garlitz and this chick named Shirley Muldowney. And they had these fire-breathing, you know, vehicles with big old wheels. And what does that have to do with Texas independence? Probably an awful lot. Because those dragsters were, well, meant to go from zero to, well, in their case, 270 miles an hour in a quarter mile. So it was really long, really big wheels. And that's Texas independence today, folks. It's sitting still, and there's all these lights in front of it, and it's got big, big tires. All it needs is, well, the green light. And then we'll be going. We'll be moving along. But I can see that dragster. It's been, you know, well, coming together for, man, I guess we'd have to say about 20 years now. But in the last few years, whatever. Okay, I'm Steve O'Brien. Let's bring on the crew. Hey, Doc, are you there?
Good morning, Vietnam.
That's the other show, man. Okay. Well, I guess I don't know if we have anybody in Vietnam that's actually, you know, dealing with this stuff. What do you got going for us this morning?
Not much. Following the crazy debates and the election to be. I'll be glad when this is over.
Yeah, let's get into that here in a second. Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I am. And I just wanted to make a comment on your drag strip. I know down there in Houston, they used to have a place called Montrose Avenue that was a drag strip, wasn't it?
That is,
and it's
so
still going strong, probably.
That is so sad and so true, Alan.
I don't understand. Tell me about this.
Well, Steve, you came from San Francisco, so I'm sure you know what a drag is.
Oh. Okay, yeah, make fun of Steve Day. I love it.
Like I said, my cousin one time we went down to she was living in Houston, and we went down to visit her, and she took us down Montrose Avenue, and that was the biggest freak show I'd ever seen.
Well, the world's a funny place. Hey, so last week, where did we leave off? I mean, we went a lot of different directions last week. It was the full-blown caller, you know, week, and we went sideways or we went straight ahead. What did we learn last week? Do you remember, Doc? Did we learn anything?
Well, yeah, we covered a lot of stuff, and we just started into the fact that France is now looking at their version of Brexit, and Daniel Miller and his group have been invited to come over there, I believe. And I think we have Daniel on later today, do we not?
Yeah, that should happen. You know, yeah, there's been a lot on that Texas front. And I just can't remember everything that we went through because the week happens. And I remember last week we did the first presidential debate. Alan, did you watch that thing?
Yeah, I've got it recorded, and I was recording, and then I'd stop it, and I'd start recording again because mysteriously sometimes my satellite receiver seems to blink out, and I'll lose whatever I was recording. So I was making sure I tried to get most of it because it was rather interesting for a debate. I guess it could have been a whole lot more of a power presentation on Trump's side, but you know, it's all however the script is written for the play that they're in.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. You know, I went ahead and I watched that dang thing too, but I needed a little bit of comic relief in there. So I chose my stream, you know, carefully, and I went over to InfoWars and watched the, you know, the InfoWars crew talk over it. That was good. You know, at least it was funny because, man, it's painful to think that you have a choice of two rulers, right? Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. And yes, I do understand Hillary is great and she's evil. She's pure evil, dark evil. But I still don't like, well, I want a republic. I want a small government. Doc, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the only way to go. Something that stood out weird for me was Trump never got to really discuss any of the things that he does talk about on the road. And I guess that was the moderator making sure they didn't go there. And the moderator clearly pointed out that it was unconstitutional to do that stop and frisk, which there's a lot of debate about that, but they proved later that it's not unconstitutional. So, you know, you gotta, like Alan said, it's a script. And it looks like that the Democrats write it pretty well. They've been talking about how many illegals are registered to vote. And they do that, and they're pushing through as fast as they can to get them registered because they expect them to vote Democratic. So if all that's true, the script's already got a final ending. We just haven't seen the whole movie yet.
And that's all a game, too, because the Electoral College is who elects the president or selects the president.
270 to win, exactly. You know, yeah. It doesn't matter popular vote, doesn't matter how popular they are. It's the Electoral College. I saw a thing, Alan, did you see anything about, what was it, Idaho, where they found several thousand freshly cast ballots for 36 days from now?
Yeah, closets full of ballots, yeah.
Yeah, dated from 36 days from now and all voting for Hillary and the other Democrats. I'm kind of like going, yeah, fair elections. You got it. God.
It's now we're safe.
I know. But
you got to wonder, how did we ever get a system where they tell everybody your vote matters and then we turn it over to an electoral college where it doesn't matter? And they can control it even better. And it just slipped by everybody. I guess people were so busy with life when they slid that through.
Well, that remember, they never thought about it. Remember, Doc, you know, the popular election thing and the Electoral College nonsense happens all the time, right? And they have good excuses why they need this other electorate to, you know, elect whoever they select. But the thing is, we go through that, and a person goes, well, this person might make a difference in my life. I want him represented, and he's popular. And then the Electoral College says, you're wrong. Here you go. And what happens? The individual that casts the vote for the individual, he goes, man, really? My vote does not count? That's screwed up. And they walk on. And they just get a little bit jaded, and then people go, well, you got to vote, cast your vote, and this, Nick. Now, that's a good subject. You know, I went ahead and registered to vote several weeks back. Well, not necessarily to do the Trump-Hillary thing, a jig. You know, more for, well, to add the weight to the fire that's burning right now, the Texas Nationals. And it's not that I feel that my one vote is important on that subject. I do believe that it's important. I believe our words are probably more important than anything else. But the fact is, I really think that we do need to, well, put some heat underneath the politicians here in Texas. We need to get Texans, Texians, if you wish, the ability to vote on, you know, the path of self-determination. You know, putting that on the ballot is very important to just get their, well, get heard. And so so I can sit there and tell you Daniel Miller and his crowd are trying to get Texas independence onto the ballot. It's really not Texas independence. It's, but yes, it is. It is the right for people to choose their directions, and it's very, very important to that we let them choose, right? I know which direction I'm going. I know where other people are going here in Texas right now. They're trumping it, right? Let's go Trump. I've seen Trump Pence all over the place. Once in a while, I see a Hillitron supporter. It's just scary to see, you know, man, I saw a bumper sticker, and it had the Texas state flag. You might also know it as the Admiralty flag of Texas from the old days. But it had Hillary for president on the Texas flag. And, man, that just stirred me. I couldn't handle it, Alan. I really couldn't.
Yeah, it's quite frustrating, isn't it? You know, at a very local level, like maybe you might get a fair election if you're voting for who's going to be Brownie Queen in your girl in your little girl's Girl Scout troop or something. That might be able to kept to a fair election. But you know, it's like if the grocery stores were closed and me and my son here, my dog, you know, we say we'd go out with the other animals, my couple of bunnies out here, my couple of roosters and three or four chickens I've got now. You know, we're going to vote. You know, what do y'all want to have? Do y'all want to have chicken or rabbit, or do you want to have some corn? You know, and it's like, okay, I'll collect the ballots here. And, well, it comes up that we're going to have rabbit tonight and chicken in the morning. You know, no, we want to recount. Well, BB and I counted the votes. That's what it came up to, you know. We all voted. That's what we're going to do.
I know.
That's basically the point it's at.
It's absolutely bonkers. You know, have you seen anything on France this week, Alan?
I did see something on Germany. Now, Germany, have you heard this one? Where I believe it was like Parenting Magazine or something like that, the German edition of it came out saying that be on the lookout for couples that are white and blonde-haired and happy. If you're white and blonde-haired and happy, you are suspicious. You are a racist. This crap is actually coming out. I mean, it wasn't bad enough that they said, you know, they were having commercials telling women to embrace the hijab or hijab or whatever in the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so blatant, and people are, you know, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like my opa in that story that I read at the very beginning, you know, when we came on. Well, I don't like it, but I guess we're going to have to accept this, you know. That attitude needs to change. We need to get a little bit pissed off, people. We need to get upset about what's going on, and we need to show it. I'm not calling for violence, but a great big group of people out there going, heck no, you know, either they're going to nuke us and the whole world's going to know, you know, and everyone else will figure it out, and they'll either cow down or they'll rise up. You know, that's this slow death is just what it is. It's slow death.
I'm looking at France. Oh, go ahead, Doc, before I go back to my France stuff.
Well, I was just going to say, if any of this was real, Hillary's already spent, I think they said, around $400 million campaigning. Now, if any of this was real and the woman actually cared about anybody other than the guy bringing her breakfast and tucking her in at night, she could have took that $400 million and distributed it to every man, woman, and working teenager, and they'd have all been better off, and this country would have flourished. But that's not what it's about. It's about buying the most high job in the world because all the connections and the guaranteed life you're going to live later.
I don't think that you can prove that statement, Doc. Doc, you cannot prove that last statement. There is no factual evidence that proves that Hillary cares anything about the guy that brings her breakfast or tucks her in her at night. There's no evidence, period. Okay.
I stand corrected.
Okay. Moving along, back to France. Why does France matter so much? Well, France is... when I went to France the first time in 91, it was a rude awakening to see these people openly talk about socialism and all their little socialist policies. And it kind of, you know, it was quirky and it was neat. Paris was beautiful. It had strange things like little teeny tiny booths built into buildings that sold, well, only bread for several hours. And they were called baguettes. And it was wonderful as an American, you know, walking around going, wow, this is crazy. Crazy. And And I don't know. They had a communist party. They had a socialist party. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Right? I was led to believe in capitalism, but now I understand that we're kind of like leaning towards France. So I see France has escalated. They're farther along. And this morning, as I'm looking at it, last week we talked about the jungle. So over in Calais, right? So Calais, France, they got this big old refugee camp from the whatever the heck they want to call them. They're friends of France. I don't know. Anyways, they're all from, you know, Africa, you know, Syria, Afghanistan, wherever Stan. And they're not happy, and they've been treated really badly in these camps, so they're moving them around. So they just started taking down this awful camp in Calais, right, called the Jungle, and they moved them to Paris. Here you go, guys. Here's your new park. And they stuck them in a park, and, you know, well, they're all good now. Now they get access to the wonderful Paris, and, well, Paris costs an awful lot to live. It's kind of a dirty place, if you ever been there, to a certain extent. It may actually look like, I don't know, I'm kind of thinking communist Russia, were back in the day when they'd have huge buildings 25 stories high, you know, all high-density houses. You know, to house all the French people and the pigeons. And now they've got these parks full of immigrants who are openly beating and attacking people and forcing their culture on each other. Or, well, no, not on each... Well, they are forcing it on each other, but as well as the people around them. So France is kind of fighting back, where some of them are fighting back, most of them. I don't know. But what I'm seeing is where we are going in the corporate United States of America, and there's no turning it around. If you want to disagree with
a little bit on France, I don't know. I've heard. I have not been able to go to it, but Rent supposedly on his website has pictures. Someone went through the streets of Paris and made videos of what it looks like now. And apparently there are just piles of crap in the streets because they just squat on the sidewalk and just crap wherever they want to. It's turned from a dirty city because it's several thousand years old. You know, how can you keep something clean that long, to a place that's just absolutely filthy?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, well, one of the reasons we started talking about France, because the French political party, oh God, I can't pronounce this, Union Populaire Républicaine, UPR, has invited the Texas Nationals over there to, well, talk to them about independence, right? And so I go, what? Really? The French want to be free. Now, that's big, right? I'd like to see it play out, you know, and I can back some news saying that they're discontent, but then their discontent comes with the fact that, I don't know, I might be wrong, but to me, I see France as a gimme-gimme state, a gimme-gimme nation, but it gets more complicated than that. France was one of our, one of the people, not people, man, countries that Texas had a treaty with. So there is an actual Texas embassy over there, or at least a building that was part of the Texas embassy. And, well, so there is some ties through time with France. When I look at France, and I wish Daniel Miller and Nate Smith all the best in conveying the thoughts of the right of self-determination over in France. We will cover that in several weeks after that goes down. But they have so many problems right now, and their problems are going to be our problems soon. Next week, they're going to start launching the first... what do they call it? Non-human driving bus systems? Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. So there's this guy. His name was Charles de Gaulle, and he was a general from France, or, you know, and, well, it's something with World War II, and he left, and the Allied forces kind of, like, you know, took the French army in, and he freed France. He became the first president of France after World War II, as we know it, and he left that office saying that, well, something like this. He said, it's impossible to govern a people that has more cheeses than days of the year. What? You ever hear that one, Alan, Doc?
Oh, seems like somewhere. It sounded familiar, but that's pretty good. But, even Charles de Gaulle, Charles de Gaulle himself, you know, he had a part to play in this big, long, scripted play that just eternally plays forever. And he's, once again, he wasn't just Jimmy Joe Fred Bob down the street that happened to become a general and then president of France, you know. I guarantee you there's royal bloodlines somewhere in his background.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal, folks. I'm not saying these things to try to be down on France. I love the French people when I was there. And I'll tell you this. The play is going down here in the United States. It's just well more advanced. And I didn't even realize how advanced it was over in France until, well, this latest invitation by the French to come over and talk to them about, well, how to get free. This is all on the coattails of Brexit, and people are reaching out. These small groups have understood that, well, I don't know how small they are. I know how people always want to tell you how small they are. But France, they tell us that it's something like the sixth largest economy. Wow, they could do a standalone thing. I know they have all these nuclear reactors, and for some reason they always have to go on strike, and they're poor and they're taking in refugees and they don't have anything. But that's the EU problem, folks. And maybe they're waking up, maybe they aren't. Man, I wish them all the best. It's kind of painful just to think about all this.
Socialism is great until you run out of other people's money.
Yeah, maybe that's the whole problem, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It'll work for a while, yeah. Another thing, France also has a prime minister, do they not? They have a president and a prime minister, I believe.
Okay, yeah, I believe so. But what does that matter? They're part of the EU, so they have no power at all.
Well, a prime minister involves a monarchical position, because the prime minister is the representation of the crown. Okay, in a particular area. So if there is a prime minister, Canada has a prime minister and a president. They are still ruled by the Crown of London. Okay, it's these little subtleties. You know, the easiest lies for these people to do are lies of omission. You know, if they just don't tell us that, the Electoral College, yeah, that's really who elects the president. You know, they just don't tell us about that, do they? You know, so they can't say, we came out and blatantly lied, you know, in your face. No, they just don't tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, you can see what's going on. I ended the last segment telling you that the driverless buses are going into play in France, right? You know, you got all these people striking. They always want to get together and strike because that's what they've been taught. They've been grown up dealing with that. And maybe the truck drivers should strike because, well, you know, here in Texas, they're working on the self-driving trucks that will be going between College Station and, like, Fredericksburg or something like that. I can't remember the termination point, but I was kind of tripping the other week thinking, wow, so there goes the trucking industry, and people will just be told, well, you know, the trucks crash when we have truck drivers, but it's happening everywhere. It's more advanced in France. That's why we need, well, independent groups, nationalists, I might say, you know, not federalists. We need more, you know where I'm going, Alan. We need more control from the bottom up, right?
Right. You're right, yeah, you know. Well, you know, it's kind of their own fault over there in France because they keep striking. It's like, we want more pay and we don't want to work 35 hours a week. We want to work, you know, 20, you know, and get the same pay or more and, you know, more free stuff, but we don't want to work.
They're pissed off, right? You know, back in the 90s, the early 90s, they were sold a bill of goods with all those nuclear reactors. They were told by the country itself, right, their leaders. They were told they were going to get cheap energy. And what did they do? They sold it off to the Germans. They sold it to the Spanish. We'll be right back, folks, Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
It's the same everywhere. People are looking for, well, to boss each other around. Some are looking for freedom and independence. There's a lot of people looking for freedom and independence. A lot of people think that somebody is going to, well, fix it for them, and all I have to do is cast a paper ballot or, well, a digital ballot and, you know, go on my day. We have 36 days until the election of the corporate United States of America, where somebody is going to get to decide, well, whether Donald Trump is going to be president or Hillary Clinton. And no matter what, it's just a time of chaos. It's going to go south. And we talked earlier about the fact that Texans can be, well, compared to a dragster sitting on a drag strip, and it's just waiting to fire off. And you got 36 days, folks, till, well, the first tires start spinning. Maybe it starts spinning earlier, but France is a very interesting thing. You know, hey, Doc, going back to France, and really it's going, I'm going to go over to Russia. Hey, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Remember that article last year that I forgot who did it on the Texas Nationals when they were over at Russia?
Yes, they were invited to that some kind of a world conference in governments. They were invited over there.
Yeah, it was an anti-globalist.
That's it. The anti-globalist.
Well, you know, they did this big old hit piece on Nate, and you know, they did their usual slinging, you know, crazy Texan, you know, yada yada. Well, he's just over there again, right? So that just happened again. So you got Nate Smith in Europe, well, in Eastern Europe. I believe he's over there. That's what it looks like. I was just totally amazed that it's been a whole year since they've slandered the Texas Nationals, since the last article, and this current one looks pretty much the same. You know, make fun of them, don't actually acknowledge what's going on, saying bad Russians, right? Because the Russians are totally evil. They want to keep the Syrian government together, and they're going to back them, and the United States does not back them and wants to overthrow Syria. So we've got all sorts of politics mixed up with our Texas independence. God, Alan, frustrating, you know, because Syria is a scary little problem that we've got, and we've got these two big thumpers on the block. Well, you know, I see Russia as being in the position of supporting Syria, and we're funding the opposition. That's scary.
Yeah, have you seen the State Department spokesman stand up there and say, well, if Russia keeps this up, they're going to be sending their soldiers home in body bags? You know, have you seen, did you see the testimony of was it the general, the Joint Chiefs of Staff? He said, well, that would involve basically going to war with Russia, and that's clearly a decision I'm not going to make.
Yeah,
you know, they're pushing.
Right.
Well,
Go ahead, Doc.
Well, I was just going to say, have you noticed the difference in Syria? In the past, usually there was a group like the Axis and a group like the Allies, and everybody knew who was on what side. But in Syria, there's like three or four different sides, and nobody knows what's going on. It's a giant scam, and it's
John
a way
Kerry
to get more refugees.
John Kerry knows what's going on. Hillary Clinton knows what's going on. Hell, anyone with a brain who's looked into it knows what's going on. The CIA is funding everything. Ultimately, if you want to call it, the Jewish bankers are funding it all. They're all making profit on every bit of it.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if any one of those countries' leaders in that part of the world said, Mr. Obama, you need to step down. We think you need to get out of office because we saw a demonstration. Oh, my God. They'd be going crazy here with the liberal media. But nobody ever does that. If you had a country, the best thing you could do was attack the United States in the morning and surrender at lunchtime, and they'd take care of you forever.
maybe so. All I know is they paint pictures, right? They paint pictures of, let's say, Donald Trump is, well, very pro-Russia, right? They paint pictures of, well, other people, including the Texas independence movement, as friends of Russia. But we see Russia as, well, a model, maybe. Well, I don't know. Are they a republic? How do they control? And who is this Putin, and why is he still in control? Those are some questions. All I know is there was a ceasefire in Syria, and who struck first in that ceasefire? The United States, and it wasn't part of the ceasefire, if I remember right, Alan. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But
yeah,
all of a sudden we did a drone strike the next day, and we took out a bunch of stuff.
This is where the game just, if you're paying attention, it just gets crazy because, I don't know, most of my life I've been hearing that we have satellites up there that can, if you're standing on the street in Fredericksburg, you know, and holding a dime in your hand, they can read the date that you have in your hand, okay? Mm-hmm. So how do they not know exactly who struck what, where, when, and how? It's all just a play. It's just all scripts that we're not given privilege to, you know, be a part of writing. And it's because they know. I mean, Russia did release satellite footage of this ISIS, you know, vehicle towing a howitzer, you know, driving alongside this convoy. And if you look at the damage to the convoys, it's only to the the cabs of the tractors of the trucks themselves, and the holes are in the sides of the doors and everything. They're not like from an aerial bombardment. There are no craters, you know, anywhere around. It's crazy. We ended last week, I think it was the week before, with Mike Parsons. You asked him a question, you know, when did we lose it all? And he said 1871 is when we became the corporation. I believe that was called the Constitution for New Columbia, I think is a name that was given it. And I'm reading through the paper here, and I just see little tidbits like this. In 1893, you know what the World's Fair was called? It was actually called the World Columbian Exposition in Chicago. Now, why in the hell would they call it the World Columbian Exposition? Who is Columbia? Now, what is Columbian?
Now, here's a question for you, Alan. You know, as we talk about Texas independence, and I understand, and that's very curious, you know, the District of Columbia, right, the Statue of Columbia, or whatever we want to call that, Statue of Liberty, that is what can be called a rabbit trail, right? But it's important. It's kind of important. It's more of an advanced topic. But I sit there and I want to talk about Texas independence, but you have to go sideways every once in a while because people need to hear these things. And different people are at different levels of awareness. I talk to a lot of people that are supporting Texas independence and trying to get people's, you know, heads around Texas independence. And they tell me it's kind of tough sometimes when they want to talk about Texas independence, and then people drag them down, let's say, the rabbit trail of voting, right? And the voting machines are rigged. And, you know, they need to say that to somebody, and you're there, and you may agree. You may actually know more than they do, and they're trying to communicate their disillusionment with the world around us. So as we talk about, you know, the corporate United States and the militarization of police, man, true, right? Rex 84, there you go. Keep moving forward. We do have somebody here on Republic Broadcasting that has a very interesting show. I know I'm sideways, but we were sideways last week. Actually, we were just natural. We're just talking about stuff, and we'll get back to that state. But his name is Gordon Martinez. Here on our Republic Broadcasting, he's on between 6 and 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Now, that is, well, Doc, who you're looking to talk to, and I'll be reaching out to him and see if we can schedule him at some point to come on to talk about, well, the change of our society. But I want to try to rope it back into Texas independence because, well, I guess we never really left. But we did go sideways. But I got to tell you, folks, some of these topics we need to touch. Right. And I know how Texas independence people might want to just say, no, stay focused. Keep focused on the ball. And I'm telling you, that ball is really a weird shape. So I am focused on it. So,
and that ball is sitting dead a lot of times because you can't. I mean, if you want to go through this political process, it's going to take a long time because it took a long time to get where we're at. You can't just snap your fingers and undo, and Texas is free. You've got ranch farmers and ranchers out here who, you know, cotton farmers who want their subsidies because it's the only way they can stay above, you know, above water and just barely make a living, you know, producing something for this country. Same thing with cattle ranchers. You've got to have your price supports. You've got to have this and that. They've got to understand that if they want a free Texas, all that stuff has to go. You go on your own merit.
True, Alan. I get it, right? You know, it doesn't, you know, if you want to talk every week about what's new in Texas independence, I can look over here and over there and say nothing's new, nothing's new. But right now, we are 67 days, and everything's new. Every day something happens, right? I can see it. I can turn my back for 7 days and all sorts of stuff happened. What happened this week besides France, right? So France is over there. Nate was over in, you know, Russia talking to those guys again saying, no, it's real. Texas independence is here, right? We're moving that direction. Even the articles, Alan, that are coming out are acknowledging that Texas independence is a real movement. Of course, they're making fun of us, right? They normally do. I want to give you one real quick, Alan. Okay, so Brazil has a movement to, well, separate itself, well, God, Sao Paulo inside Brazil is working to free itself. And I saw that because they'd invited Daniel Miller to, well, speak at their, you know, independence things. And it, you know, it started as a Facebook group. And I guess it's got 1,500 followers, but it's got a lot of the people over there in Sao Paulo all worked up. And they want to be free of that government. So I read the article, and it just reads exactly like what the Houston Chronicle would write about the Republic of Texas or the Texas Nationals. It'll never happen. Oh, it's popular. It's funny. Man, but it's the same dang play. They're playing it just like the corporate media here in the United States of America. But that's real. You know, Sao Paulo is looking, Brazil, little chunk of people, they're looking to be free. That's inspiring, whether they become a free communist little chunk or a republic. We need to keep on that, actually, because as we achieve Texas independence, we need to make sure that we set up a government, not just take take the government of the corporate United States and start acting like that as a Texas level. We need to put back in a republic. And, well, what the heck? What does that look like? I don't know. I know that's a rant. And I did. Doc, take over.
Well, what I was thinking when you guys were talking about France and all around the world right now, but France in particular, one of the reasons that the French people are doing this is the people that have been in charge and ruled and governed during World War II, all those people that had any kind of power or control escaped France faster than the Germans could invade, and the French people were left all by themselves and became servants. And so you see them do some strikes and all this other stuff because they learned it from this ruling class. And in the rest of the world, like here, we don't have kings and queens with that actual title, but we still have all the royal families, and all that same stuff is going on. They just don't call it the same name because they're afraid that it would look bad. But the people in power are not going to give up here in Texas or France or anywhere just because they become independent. So you got to have a groundwork laid out that what happens if you do get your independence with all these people that are in charge that made things as bad as they are. What do you do with them? How do you come up with a new government?
Well, that's an open question. Hey, let me throw out another question really quick. Is Donald Trump related to Hillary? Anybody know? I don't know. I remember that whole thing of Barack Hussein Obama is related to Cheney. And, you know, they're all, that's our ruling class here.
Yeah, somewhere down the road, they're probably 42nd cousins, 20 times removed.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Somewhere down the line, I am sure that there is a relationship between those two. I know they're buddy buddies. I mean, Chelsea and Ivanka are supposedly best buddies.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they probably live close to each other and hang out and whatever. I don't care. That's
it's
a rabbit trail
trendy,
that
yeah,
I put us
trendy.
Down. It's trendy. It's really cute. But let's get back to your question, Doc. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know how we go about setting up a new republic, right? And all I know is I can't wait to find out how we can do it or how we do it. I know we have a lot of work coming up in the next, well, year or so as we go through the presidential election, selection process, whatever you want to call it. We've got to stay diligent at this time, folks. You know, this is really, we're coming to the end of, you know, well, you know, freedom itself. Because you put Hillary Clinton in the office of President of the United States, she will openly destroy the whole place. You put Donald Trump in, you know, office, and he will do it just out of sleight of hand, just on accident. Well, I thought that was a good idea. Well, I guess that was wrong. I don't see a positive thing. I still have a hard time saying this, but the best thing for Texas independence would be Hillary Clinton. It's just, you know, that's it. That's it. Okay. I don't know, guys.
Show me one place on this planet that you can own property that you cannot be taken off of because you have not paid your tithing to your governmental entity, and I will show you a place that has freedom. If you do not have a place of ultimate sanctuary, of ultimate retreat, that you can go on to and you can say, no, this is my piece of property, at least for my lifetime. You cannot come on here and kick me off of it because I did not pay my 10% tithing to my church or my government or my whatever. And you say, screw the rest of the world. I can grow my own vegetables. I can raise my own cattle, you know, my pigs, whatever, chickens. I can survive. No, that there's no place on this planet that I know of where you can actually do that.
Yeah. Speaking of property.
I hate to put it that way, but it needs to get back to that. Without having an ultimate sanctuary, you cannot ever be free. You are always at someone else's mercy.
True enough. Hey, we got Earl in Texas. He's hanging out, but we're going to be hitting the music here right now. Republic of Texas Radio. We're going to drop it down a notch. Or maybe not. Be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. Back again, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we've got Earl in Texas on the line. Bonjour, mon ami. How are you today?
Fine, sir, and I hope you gentlemen are doing good. Alan, you're exactly correct on that property issue. Ostensibly, over a period of time, we have been removed from what the great creator gave to man. and that's the natural right to ownership of property, of course. And of course, with, you know, property, it creates and bonds the family unit, and the family unit is less to become servant of a centralized system. But yeah, you're exactly right, Alan. I had Steve. I had drafted up a little flyer here about a week or so ago, and it's entitled "Of Why Stay." It's about a half a page. I don't know if I have permission to read a little bit of it.
Go ahead. Remember, this is a short segment, but
okay,
you got it. It's all yours.
Okay. Why stay? These two political gangs, which are the only ones holding office, has driven we the people through a devastating epoch of constant hostility against the principles of liberty, and has removed the people from the concept that man is free from any unlawful power and control, which rejects the natural liberty of man. Irrespective of any election, including the presidential election of 2016, these two power-hungry political gangs have made the rules and will not relinquish any centralized power. These political gang members took oaths to uphold the law of the land, the Constitution, and structure of our republic, which rests upon the eternal principles. These two political gangs have and will continue to violate the oath. Therefore, to assume that America's greatness will return is an impossibility under these two political gangs. These two political gangs will never allow the concept of individual sovereignty to exist. They will never end the immoral tax laid upon the individual's property. It has been these two political gangs who has put the people's natural rights up for debate. While the U.S. spans the globe with the military, these two political gangs have allowed our borders to remain unsecure. War being a racket, these two political gangs have been using over 100 years of war and preparation for war for people control and government expansion. These two political gangs will not end the nation's indebtedness to a private banking cartel, but will continue to violate their oath and continue a debt-driven monetary system. Texians, the restoration of the spirit of liberty can only be accomplished through real change. This change will occur only when Texas regains its independence. Therefore, this change depends upon you. That's about it.
Yeah, but, baby.
Who says Texas independence isn't a dragster? We've got people out there like you, Earl.
Well, no, it's people like you, Alan and Doc, and everyone trying to make a go at this. And anyway, I've always enjoy your program, and I sure hope that everyone who listens can get out there and start making a difference. And that's about all I had to say this morning.
Well, I appreciate that. I was thinking about you, and it's good to have you on. You know, we'll see what happens next time. Hey, I know that the Republic of Texas will not be doing their thing over on the second Saturday. I believe it's going to be somewhere else, Earl. So it's not going to be, Hold on, guys. We're going to get Daniel Miller on the line and Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.